Hello, respected viewers. Well, welcome back to the channel. Like the new lamp, do you? Anyway, so the Gaza ceasefire is going to come into effect tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. local time. And that is something to be celebrated. But my goodness, it's a long time overdue. So this war has been going on since the 7th of October, 2023. So is it one year and 3 months? And some odd days. So two of Netanyahu's cabinet ministers, the openly racist ones, those who've openly demanded even more atrocities, opposed. But nevertheless, it got through. I don't know, they resigned from the cabinet. So Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has made the announcement. So it's sickening that Israel, which says it's a democracy, which trumpets its so-called superb record on human rights, has someone who's been indicted by International Criminal Court as their prime minister. Wow. Now, in fairness, there is a huge swathe of Israeli society which abominates Netanyahu. So, yes, we could go back to the 7th of October and the murder of hundreds of Israeli civilians. Since then, there's been the murder of tens of thousands of Palestinian civilians. Which is worse? Now, this conflict didn't start on the 7th of October. 2023, it goes back decades, it goes back almost a century, and it's little sense to say who started it. So I'm very glad hostages are being freed. I'd like them all to be freed. Likewise, I'd like Palestinians in Israeli prisons to be freed. So some of them are militants, terrorists, many would call them. Many are not. Some are children and so on, detained without trial or charge for years. There's been the wide-scale use of torture on both sides. Israelis have said that Israeli women who were kidnapped by Hamas were raped. I don't know if that's true or not. It might be true, but it's just been accepted uncritically by much of the Western media. So 33 Israeli hostages to be set at liberty, hundreds of Palestinian prisoners to be set at liberty. It's going to phase over the next 6 weeks, more humanitarian aid to be brought in. Of course, humanitarian aid must never be contingent on behavior of people like Hamas. The Israeli government has repeatedly made it dependent on Hamas doing things, refraining from doing things again, which is illegal, which is another gross breach of international humanitarian law. Since the ceasefire was announced, not hadn't begun, but since it was announced, 128 Palestinians killed, most of them civilians. Almost every hospital in Gaza has been attacked. Almost every clinic in Gaza has been attacked. Almost every school in Gaza has been attacked. Most residential buildings have been damaged, if not destroyed. It's just staggering. You know, aid workers have been willfully murdered by the Israeli so-called defense force, knowing they're aid workers, killing them anyway. Journalists, you know, that carload of British aid workers, the United Kingdom, one of Israel's strongest allies, they told the IDF where they were going, when they were going, which vehicle they were in. They were killed anyway. That is no mistake. They knew exactly what they were doing. That is murder. And, you know, which mainstream British politician spoke out against them? Some people on the fringes, like George Galloway did or Jeremy Corbyn did. But it's staggering that the United Kingdom should accept the murder of its citizens, be slapped in the face and say, thank you, sir. Wow. Wow. Okay, so Israel's entitled to fight Hamas, but that doesn't mean that they can throw international law, human rights out the window. So Palestinians have been detained by the IDF, have been openly tortured and humiliated on camera, with the IDF knowing this is being filmed. And if that's what they know, when they know it's going to be broadcast, what on earth do they do in secret? Far, far worse. And I'm not saying Hamas never tortures people. So it's really sickening the United States, the United Kingdom, Germany, many other Western countries have provided the weaponry, knowing this is going to happen again and again and again, deliberately targeting civilians. You know, many people in Western countries are appalled by all the bestial attacks that the Russian state has perpetrated on Ukrainian civilians, and I'm sickened by it too. Yet at the same time, providing the very missiles, rockets, bombs, and so forth, which they know the IDF is going to rain down on Palestinian civilians. So the IDF claiming that Hamas are using civilians as human shields. Well, I don't think so. It clearly doesn't work, hasn't worked ever, against Israel. So why would they even want even more of their civilians to be killed? And Gaza being one of the most densely populated places in the world, inevitably they can't actually be very far away from them. It really is horrifying. I know rage blinds people. Of course, they're good Israelis, they're good Palestinians, they're bad Palestinians. And war brings out the worst in people. People can be just, suffer temporary insanity just to see red over the things that have happened like that. So the Gaza Health Ministry says that almost 47,000 people have been killed, 47,000. Even Israel says over 70% of them are women and children, and Hamas almost never use women to fight. So therefore, at least 70%, at least, are civilians. Obviously, most of the men aren't fighters either. So the great majority of those killed have been civilians. So it's been indiscriminate, to say the least. Almost the entire population has been displaced. There's severe paucity of food. Many, many children have died avoidably because of lack of medicine, of shelter, of clean drinking water. Wow, it's horrific beyond words. So obviously Hamas is reluctant to give up the last of the hostages. It's their last bargaining chip. And why would Israel not annihilate the entire population of Gaza? Because they've done so with virtual impunity. Now, there has been deafening moral outrage from various countries around the world, like South Africa, against this apartheid regime, against the flagrant racist policies of Israel. And obviously, they're very good and moral Israelis, and Israelis who say, you know, Arabs are human too, and they're Arab Israelis like that. The Arab Israelis are almost never Sunni Muslims. They're Druze or they're Christians. They're very rarely Sunni Muslims. Islamophobia. Now, Islam is a belief system which must be examined, scrutinized, criticized, like Buddhism, like Judaism, like Christianity, like any faith, any ideology, whether religious or non-religious. But to say that all Muslims are bad, or great most Muslims are bad, or if you're Muslim, that you're, you know, mostly generally bad, that is bigotry. It's not racism, it's religionism, to coin a word. And I'm afraid that sort of discourse is very common in Israel, just as Judeophobia, anti-Semitic bile, is sadly widespread in the Muslim world. And indeed, the Arab world. I know Arab and Muslim are not the same thing. Now Netanyahu says that he may well begin the war again. And what else? I'm very glad that Egypt, Qatar, and the United States have been able to bolster this deal. But I mean, more Palestinians need to be evacuated. I'm very, very glad the Republic of Ireland. You know, I'm a very stern critic of the Irish government, but we've accepted very sick and injured Palestinian children for medical treatment. And I'm very proud as an Irishman that we've done the right thing. And I don't want all the Gazan Palestinians to be driven out of their homes, but that might be better than being butchered in huge, huge numbers. It's sad. It's absolutely outrageous what has happened. It is a screaming injustice. The Palestinians have suffered the most horrific cruelty and oppression over many decades, and obviously Israel's faced threats. But wait a second, Israel's a nuclear power. Israel's armed to the teeth. The Israelis are always boasting about them having absolute pinpoint accuracy, the most up-to-date weaponry. How on earth can Hamas, with a few rockets and small arms, be an existential threat to Israel, which is armed to the teeth? It's not. I mean, it could kill a few hundred Israelis, and yes, that's terrible, but there's no way they're ever going to wipe Israel out. I don't want Israel to be wiped out. Is Palestine's been partly wiped out already? The illegal occupation of the West Bank, more and more of the land stolen, is armed robbery. I mean that in an absolute literal sense. Frank racist policies, roads in which Arabs are not allowed to drive, only Jews are allowed to drive, and so forth. And of course, Jews are driven out of Arabia, out of Egypt, Iraq, other Arab lands, after 1948, that was appalling too. And there ought to be restitution of property and right to citizenship and right to return for Arabs and Jews, everyone who's been driven out of his or her home since 1948 in the Middle East. Whereas if you're a Palestinian who was driven out at gunpoint in 1967, you've got no right to return to your home at all. On the other hand, if you've got a fraction of Jewish blood, then you could go and claim Israeli citizenship almost immediately under the so-called right of return. Is grossly illogical. So I wish there were peace with justice, but we live in a very unjust world where the most appalling, sickening, sadistic criminals are hugely rewarded. Crime so often pays. People who are faithful servants of truth, justice, and humanity are so often savagely punished for their righteousness. Anyway, thank you for watching my video. I'm very, very fortunate to live in peace. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate in PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.